This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first-ever official visit to Croatia and is on his way to New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable path forward. Condemning terrorism as the enemy of humanity, Mr. Modi thanked the Croatian leadership and people for standing in solidarity with India following the terrorist attack on the 22nd of April in Pahalgam.
Hum sahmat hai ki aatankwad manavta ka dushman hai, loktantra mein vishwas rakhne wali shaktiyon ka virodhi hai. 22 April ko Bharat mein hue aatank ke hamle par samvedanaon ke liye hum Pradhanmantri ji aur Croatia sarkar ke hardik abhari hai. Aise kathin samay mein hamare mitra deshon ka saath hamare liye bahut mulyavan tha.
Both nations signed 4 memoranda of understanding in the field of agriculture and allied sectors, cultural exchange, science and technology. Voting for by-elections to 5 assembly seats across 4 states is underway. In Gujarat, Visavadar seat has recorded over 12% voter turnout, while the Kadi assembly constituency has registered over 9% till 9 a.m. Nilambar seat in Kerala has recorded over 13% voter turnout, and Punjab's Ludhiana assembly seat has witnessed around 9%. The voting percentage for the Kaliganj assembly seat in West Bengal was around 11% till 9 a.m. The counting of votes for all the 5 seats will take place on Monday. Now let's go live to our Kerala correspondent Mayusha to get more updates for Nilambar seat. Mayusha, what are the updates and how is the polling progressing?
Yes, Nishant, from Kerala, from the ground, it has been reported that nearing to 20% of the polling has been done so far. There are large queues everywhere, even though it is rainy day, and people are lined up in most of the polling stations. The major candidates had also casted their vote. Nilambur Assembly is witnessing a very high-profile four-cornered electoral battle this time, as the major contest is between Mr. M. Swaraj of CPM-led LDF candidate and Aryanand Shaukat, the Congress-led UDF, and Mohan George representing NDA and an independent candidate, P.V. Anwar. P.V. Anwar's candidate is also important as his resignation has led to the by-election here in Nilambur. Nilambur bipolar is seen as a very important litmus test for all the major political fronts in Kerala, as it is seen as a semi-final towards 2026 assembly polls in Kerala. That is coming next year.
Yeah, thanks Mayusha for those updates. Flight carrying 110 Indian students were evacuated from northern Iran, landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate its nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran evacuated 110 Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia on the 17th of this month. These students departed from Yerevan on a special flight last afternoon and reached New Delhi this morning. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically, with Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. According to Iranian state news agency, the latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated American involvement by increasing military deployments to the region. He has also demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Trump's shift from earlier calls for restraint to open support for Israeli military actions could reshape the trajectory of the conflict. The Indian stock markets are trading almost flat this morning. The benchmark index Nifty is trading at 24,819 points, gaining just over 7 points from the last trading session. Sensex is trading at 81,450 points, gaining just over 5 points over yesterday's closing. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jharkhand today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.